You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
With over 2,300 hotels across the U.S. and Canada, Best Western is perfect for our annual spring hiking trip. It feels a little like
Okay, back to the hotel. What a great day.
Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time today. Whatever it means for you in your club.
Welcome to episode 87 of the We'll Talk About That Later podcast. My name is Junior. Happy to be here with you. I'm saying that one just for Abdi. We've got a different setup today. We're actually back in the room.
Woo!
And we've, you know, it's been a long time, guys.
Actually has.
We're back.
We're back. We don't have to do those awkward intros on Zoom.
Carla, I miss Zoom.
Trust me.
All right. Yeah, how are you guys?
Oh, good. I'm happy to see all of you, to be fair. Although, obviously, got some sad news about Kane. So.
Oh,
I thought you were going into real, like, personal.
No, this is personal.
We'll talk about that later.
Put it in the podcast.
We'll talk about that later. Hey. Cool. How are you guys feeling about being back?
I'm glad to see you, Junior and Tanya.
He's been doing this for a while.
How long have we been recording? What, 40 seconds?
You're actually a bully.
That's number one.
I was holding that since yesterday.
All right. But you're all good, yeah?
All good, man.
I had a madness on the train just now.
Oh, go on. Go on.
So I was on the underground just now, yeah, and there was a woman who was moving just like a bit. She's a bit spooky, just the way she was with her camera as well. So like she had her phone, and then I was like, okay, cool. I feel like she might be taking pictures of people. And then there's reflections, isn't it? Because when you go underground, yeah, there's reflections. And then I was just like, I could see her taking pictures of the man sitting two seats away from me.
Yeah.
In the reflection. And then the man noticed it as well. And he got up and flipped the hell out. He's like, what are you doing? Take pictures of me. And all that. And he's like, oh no. She goes, sorry, I delete. And he's like, why are you taking pictures of me? And he took the phone out of her hand. And then he goes to me. And he's looking through the pictures.
Whoa, wait. He snatched her phone.
He took the phone out of her hand and started looking through it. He goes, oh, mate, there's one of you and all to me. So I looked at her. I was like, why are you taking pictures of me? She goes, no, I delete. And I was like, well, I know you're going to delete it, but why are you taking pictures of me? I know I'm pinging everything, yeah. Why are you taking pictures of me? The man goes, oh, no, I don't want to see you do that again. And he gave the phone back to her.
But yeah, why is she taking pictures?
I don't know, bro. Like, I imagine there's about hundreds and hundreds of photos of different people. On the right,
maybe she draws them or something.
Good point. Yeah, you're definitely waiting for the guy to go, though. He's like, don't worry, you can keep that picture.
Hey, what's your number?
Can't take a picture of you.
just don't tell Danielle.
Yeah, shout out Danielle. Yeah.
Shout out Danielle. I hope that pizza was nice.
That's an October pizza. Do you miss it, Abdi?
Bro. I don't even want to give this energy because it's so stupid and it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, it means a lot to you, don't lie. Anyway, let's get right into it. Our spotlight game was none other than the FA Cup final.
Come on, Leicester! Come on!
Yeah, I think we're all happy about that.
I don't think I've ever seen Abdi buzzing as happy as he was for a result that didn't involve Arsenal whatsoever.
This is what it's come to.
I might actually include Arsenal in that, to be fair.
Yeah, including Arsenal.
I cared more about that one than the game Tottenham. We played. The Chelsea, the one when we beat Chelsea a couple of days earlier, I cared more about the FA Cup final.
So let me, your actual phrasing here in the agenda is the universe came through and blessed us all.
No, I mean, I feel it. Like, I agree with you. No,
everything about that final was just amazing. Like, the fans being back, no crowd noise.
Even VAR and, blessed it.
Oh, mate, we'll get to that in a second. But just, and then at the start as well, I messaged you guys in the group and I was like, Leicester are moving so shook because they played three at the back, which most teams are doing now against Chelsea, isn't it? Because Chelsea played three at the back. And then what in the first half as well, Leicester were moving shook. They weren't like trying to pass the ball through the midfield, trying to get it high up. Vardy and Iheanacho had nothing. And then it was like in the, like, I messaged Ndidi was having such a bad game. I was just like, why?
That's
like,
your boy as well.
Yeah, no. And then we'll get to him in a second. But my man, who, you know, my boy, Tielemans.
Your boy.
No. All right. I'll take this opportunity.
I made that stickery on WhatsApp just for you.
All right.
Did I just call it a stickery?
A sticker.
Every single time Tielemans does something good, he sends it in the group. A picture of Tielemans laughing in it. So.
No one acknowledges it. Though.
I will take this moment to send a sincere apology to Yuri Tielemans.
Wow, you're actually apologising.
It's all about growth, Tanya, isn't it?
Because man did say in the group, he's like, oh, Tielemans is outstanding today. I was like, I had to read it twice. I was like, Tielemans?
No, and he was good against Man United as well, early in the week as well. Yeah. So,
do you know what?
He's been good this season.
I was going to say, he's been good like pretty much a lot of this season.
My gender doesn't mean anything.
I think Abby just pulls a name out of a hat. Tielemans? All right, he's getting in for the next season.
No, he's like this, yeah, I'm having a bad day. The next player I see on screen, that's the one that's getting
I may have apologised to him, yeah, but boy, if he has a stinker tomorrow, I'm on his neck, innit?
Tonight, big man.
Is that playing tonight?
Yeah.
Bro, a day you'd stink it out, innit? I'm back in the group like, who's this guy, bro?
I mean, there's an argument to say, we'll get back straight back onto the cup final in a sec, but there's an argument to say he's been their most consistent player this season.
I would agree with that. I even sent those stats at Christmas that he was top for all of those, like...
He's underrated.
But for that game, he was Yuri Thiele the man.
Yuri Thiele.
Never say that again. Natalia, don't even know that, no.
Yuri Thiele the man.
I like it though.
But yeah, you like me saying Willian-tastic, so what?
Yeah, you vouch for that one.
True.
But let's get back to the game. You say that, Abdi, but I feel like all the best chances fell to Leicester in the first half.
I mean, in terms of like, no, the thing is, Chelsea, all of their best chances will fall into Werner. So they'll automatically go down 50% in effectiveness. So when you're giving the ball to Werner, they're half chances, isn't it? So when you give it to like anyone else.
No, wait, real talk, yeah? Mm. I know a lot of this is your persona.
No, Werner is terrible.
No, but I want to know, like,
oh God.
Like, how bad do you think Werner actually is? Or is it a lot of it is you just hyping that he's had a bad season?
No. Bro, you've watched him as well, man.
No, I know.
Is it my agenda that he's missing in front of goal all the time?
He does add a lot in terms of
go on,
creativity
Tans.
To Chelsea.
I don't know. I think what he adds...
very hard for that team.
But that's not creative, though. That's just working hard.
I know.
I think what he does add is he can hang on that last man and... you can play that ball over the top and you know he's going to win the foot race. But honestly, I think that's the biggest stinker I've seen from a striker in a cup final, potentially in my lifetime. He was so bad.
Say it again, bro.
I'm being dead serious. I was watching this thinking Abdi's probably smiling right now.
The thing is, I feel sad for him now. It's pitiful. Like, I look at him and I'm just like,
so do you think like
I don't see any difference between him and Ollie McBurnie.
except
Ollie McBurnie's more aggressive.
There's mad difference. But do you think like Giroud sits there on a bench going like,
What did I do, bro?
Yeah, what do I have to do to get into this team?
Do you know what? I hear that point, but they're so different in terms of playing styles.
I
think Tuchel is trying his hardest to ensure he's some sort of success, but it honestly wouldn't surprise me if we know how big a game it is for Chelsea tonight. After that cup final performance, it wouldn't surprise me if he's dropped and he plays Havertz, Pulisic and Mount.
Big disrespect to Tammy, though.
Yeah, I was about to say, Tammy doesn't even get...
Massive.
Is it disrespect, though?
It is a disrespect.
Tammy is better than Werner, in my opinion.
He's
their top scorer, bro.
Top scorer in the FA Cup.
Tanya, that's the second time you've been called bro today.
Yeah, but listen. Who's he scored against in the FA Cup? Let's be real.
Oh, but when...
It doesn't matter.
But when Vinicius scored that tapping against, like, Tesco FC and folded his arms, you said let him be. You said let him be.
That was the most shameful thing that's been done this season.
Just put it out. Huh? But I'm just saying that celebration.
The Mbappe one.
Yeah, because his mum died. Apparently, it's a tribute to his mum.
Oh, fair enough. Well, I'll take my joke.
I actually take my joke.
I didn't make a joke.
Way to bring down the mood of the podcast.
Let's move on.
Yeah, I don't rate Tammy in it. I don't think he would have made any impact in that
game. No, he should have been on the bench at least. That's rude, bro.
I mean, his girlfriend getting involved.
That's the third
well.
Time you've been called bro.
I said it to generally, bro.
No.
See how he tried to just truck in, bro? There, that making it seem like
bro,
innit?
One of the
no, but I do think generally
that you're a bro.
No. I do think Havertz should have started. That's rude on Havertz, yeah. Because Havertz has been in good form. I know he missed that 1-1 against Arsenal, but generally he's been one of Chelsea's better players.
I think it was it the Madrid quarter final where he really stood up and I thought, all right, Ramos ragged. This is who they bought. Semi final, sorry. Yeah. This is who
at
they
Stamford
bought.
Bridge. Ramos,
that was bad for him.
Ramos probably. Oh, I could have done with another week off.
Got another. It's a type of question about Chelsea's setup. What was your thoughts on the
Reece James right centre back
Aspi right wing back?
I couldn't understand that. Reece James is a fullback. He's the younger man. He's the more fitter man. He's the more athletic one. And Aspi is good as a right centre back. Like Aspi, I don't think he works as a right back at the moment.
I think
he had a kind of like a resurgence under Tuchel though.
But mainly as a right centre back.
Yeah. No, do you think that he did that because of Vardy?
I think he put too much emphasis on Jamie Vardy and not Leicester.
Vardy's not even.
I know, bro. He's got. I think maybe 3 or 4 in his last 20 games.
Yeah, that's mad.
Damn.
That's mad.
Well, to be fair, the argument could be made is that Vardy was kept quiet by Reece James because Reece James matched him athletically. But
I mean, I don't know. Like Vardy hasn't looked like himself since the injury. Since he came back a week after his groin surgery,
It's true.
I love the fact it's massive for his legacy. Though I think he deserved another major trophy.
Yeah, I agree.
100%.
I really do.
I mean, there's the comparison that I've seen, Kane and Vardy. You know, obviously Kane has the, you know, potentially the goals record.
Yeah.
But Vardy has.
He's got a better legacy.
100%. Yeah. Like but, Premier League and FA Cup.
Two like on Vane on Kane's side right
on
now.
Vane. Did you just merge them?
Yeah. Jamie Kane. I feel with Kane, he's still like because Vardy's 34, isn't it? And Vardy only peaked when he was like 28, 27.
Well,
Harry Kane is 27 now, isn't it? So he's still got time to win trophies, but we'll get into that in a second.
Oh, actually, just while we're on the topic of Jamie Vardy, the fun fact, he's the first player ever
to play in every
single round of the FA Cup from preliminary. I think it's 13 rounds in total. What a story.
And now he's won it.
I think Vardy, they should definitely make a movie of Vardy's life.
Oh,
it's actually
without
mad.
A shadow of a
this guy was literally playing pub football.
Yeah.
And to this day, still drinking two
Red
energy.
Blocking toilets everywhere.
This Don
definitely
has
snus
in the changing room.
Home and away game.
Allegedly.
I want to give Leicester big credit. Everything of that game, I was so jealous. I wish I was a Leicester fan. And when you talk about the fans, the owners, the relationship between the owners and the manager, the all of the players giving their all. Well, just it was an example.
Let's talk about the managers. So Tuchel or Tuchel, however you want to say his name, he came out and he seemed a little bit bitter. At the end, he called Leicester very lucky. He said that the goal was a lucky goal. He even moved like that against Arsenal. He was like very, like obviously, who likes to lose? But he's moving a little bit.
I hate that from a manager. That is one of my worst traits as a manager. Like, don't come out criticising the team that I think rightly so they deserve to win. Like Schmeichel as well. Can I just say, world class.
You know the I can't remember who it was against, but the save with his left hand.
Mason Mount.
Unbelievable.
I thought that was
save.
In.
That was my idea.
But I don't know with Tuchel. Like I have heard, he's a bit fiery, and obviously,
I've said it before on this podcast. He's a volatile character, and he will make fights with everyone.
Right, can I pose the question then?
Go on.
Is that Does a squad with the amount of superstars, megastars, whatever you'd call it, that Chelsea has, would you say that that's the type of manager that they need then? Someone who will just say, you know what, I'm not having any of this. Back to training tomorrow morning, 9 a.m.
He's got a bad track record in terms of like fallouts with big players and stuff at the clubs he's been at. But the other side of it is that he's got Chelsea playing.
Exactly. He's worked so far. Yeah.
But let's be open here. They could end up, I would say could, because there are so many different scenarios that could happen in these last couple of games, but they could end up coming fifth and losing two major cup finals. And then
Don't threaten me with a good time, bro.
I know, don't.
Abdi smirked as I was saying that. I was just looking at him like,
well, I have nothing left to live for.
Exactly.
Apart from blue tears.
Is there any sort of question mark over his position if that does happen, or is it just we go again next season?
I think he has to get next season.
No, but the only reason I ask that is not because I think there should be, but that is the nature of Chelsea.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you know what? I think I did see an article about that, you know, already, like, potentially he could maybe get the sack if he doesn't. Which is insane.
They haven't even lost the Champions League final yet. So.
Yeah. And plus, they haven't lost top four.
And he hasn't had a pre-season or anything.
To get to a Champions League final, let's be honest, at the start of the season, I mean, I did say they were going to get second, but we didn't think that that would happen. So it's still an achievement what he's done. Definitely. So I think that's crazy talk.
And plus, like Mark said, they haven't even had a pre-season. This summer they go again. He's going to sign his own players and
going to get Harry Kane.
And Abdi was already
saying, so,
I don't know if he goes Chelsea,
but yeah, we'll get.
I don't know if I can hate Chelsea more, but if Harry Kane signs, bro,
That's it. No, if he goes for me, I just
put me on some sort of security.
I'd stop watching football. I mean,
no, it's one of the Manchester clubs for me.
Yeah. Can we just talk about one of the truly great FA Cup final goals?
Oh my god!
You see the sound of that ball just rippling the back of the net.
Do you know what they tried saying? They tried saying that if Mendy was in goal, one, Tielemans would take the shot, and
but to be
two,
fair,
Mendy would say,
to be fair, I heard that Tielemans said,
that's what I've heard. I'm
to be fair, no, to be fair, I heard that Tielemans said afterwards that Brendan said Kepa is not good if you put it high.
I hear that,
but I still think with the space that he was in,
exactly
the touch that he took to set himself up, he was always going for that shot in the top corner.
That's unsavable.
But no, I have seen what Tanya's saying about because Mendy's a bit taller.
I saw that as well. But I think at the end of the day, I think that beats most keepers in the world.
Yeah. That was honestly top corner.
Watch that goal again. Yeah, I think Jorginho is at fault the most. He could have closed it down, but he pointed it off to
Rudiger.
And then doesn't Rudiger turn his back as well?
Yeah, and Reece James gave the ball away. Yeah. They were trying to claim handball, but it came off his knee.
I think Abdi said it right. I think Leicester deserve to win.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Some great performances like Fofana.
Every
time Fofana plays, I just get more and more angry about the Saliba situation.
Find a way to bring Arsenal into it.
Leicester are so good with their recruitment, man. To sell Harry Maguire for 80 million,
they're laughing.
Replace him with Fofana for 30 million.
And Soyuncu.
Yeah. They've got two.
Which is 6 million as well.
Soyuncu is 22 million.
It's crazy.
But if you think about it, every year since they won the league, they've sold a big player for big money. Kante. Then
Mahrez stayed a year.
But
Drinkwater is relative to his ability. He's probably about a 10 million player. They sought him for 35 million. And then Kante for 62 million. Then 80 million. Yeah. Well, no, sorry, not Kante. Mahrez, 62 million. Then Maguire, 80 million. Then Chilwell, 50 million. Every single year they sold a key player.
But they've replaced well.
Some Leicester fans, they're not that gutted about Chilwell.
Justin Castagne, Ricardo. I know he's not a left back, but
he came back.
Luke Thomas, he's doing his job.
Actually, props to Luke Thomas coming into I know he played the Prem game against United a few days before.
Yeah,
but coming into that Leicester team for a big cup final to perform the way he did,
and you have to say the fullbacks at Leicester, they've all played like right back and left back along the season. Yeah,
but talking about Chilwell. That was funny, wasn't it?
Oh, I absolutely loved it.
That was funny. Oh, no,
heartbreaking for Chelsea, I won't lie. That's heartbreaking for any fan
who was supporting Chelsea. But why would you support Chelsea?
When I saw the goal and the camera went straight to Wes Morgan, I was like, of course Wes Morgan. 37-year-old lump, hasn't played for like 2 years.
I know he was thinking, I've got to play extra time now. I don't even know if I've got a half hour in my legs.
Soyuncu kicked there against Chilwell and went in. But do you guys think that was offside? Because I thought it was really tight.
It was. You know what? I've seen what Chelsea fans have said, and I think even Tanya said this about Harry Kane's goal a couple weeks ago. If it's that close, it shouldn't be.
Exactly.
It shouldn't be a thing.
But it don't count because it's Chelsea, innit?
I said VAR blessed it. Yeah. That should be the name of the episode.
VAR blessed it.
All right, quick one for you then. I think it's almost impossible when you speak of the Big Six. Oh, I don't think you can leave Leicester out of that anymore.
Do you know what?
That's exactly what I was going to ask. Right? I left it off the agenda because I wanted to ask you.
Can I say something on this, right? I'm going to be the big person here and I'm going to say I actually think Tottenham should come out of it because...
You're above Arsenal.
No, listen. I understand we've been a better club than you in the past, however many
better,
seasons.
Better team, sorry.
Same thing, we've club, had,
no,
team.
No, no, no,
it's the same
really
thing.
Not.
Tanya, two it words, football heritage. You don't have that.
Can you let me finish,
go on,
please?
Go on.
Right? We've been getting the Champions League qualifications, but at the end of the day, you do still win trophies. And your history, you are a bigger club. So if I'm honest, I actually think there's not much in it because I think both of us are in the mud. But
right
I
now.
Think... Mm-hmm. Tottenham would come out more so than Arsenal.
I don't know. I don't think there's a question about Arsenal coming in. I know we're a terrible team, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But we've got the heritage and we've won this league and we win cups.
And we've won the FA Cup
so
last
Leicester,
season.
So the argument should be whether Leicester should place Tottenham in top six.
Yeah, no, it's
although
true.
Tottenham, they had a good team in the last 5 years or so, but Tottenham don't win anything
but,
and Leicester are winning things.
But then my comeback to you, I'm not even... Don't take this the wrong way. I know, I'm not, but like...
Tread carefully as well.
Wednesday.
Mark.
Remember, you're opposite Abdi.
I do not like ricochets.
So, this season... No, I'm just trying to critique it and break it down. So, this season, where are you now? 10th or 9th? Or 8th?
9th at the moment.
Last season, you finished...
8th.
Season before?
6th.
5th. Under Emery.
And the season before that?
6th.
Does that
warrant... We haven't finished top 4 in like 5 years, I think. Well, 6
That's
years.
Interesting.
But we've won two FA Cups.
I know,
time.
Yeah. But exactly, it is difficult. This is the first time that United have qualified for the Champions League 2 seasons in a row since Ferguson left.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, and
so
the quality
true,
in the
yeah.
league has obviously increased massively.
The only reason I think it's a legitimate question is because of the trophy aspect. Like, they've won the top division. They've won an FA Cup now. And if they finish in top 4 now... There's no reason why people shouldn't be looking at them as a big club as well.
And the thing is, that's the only thing you can really use. When you look at all of the big six clubs, that's the only thing Spurs don't have. So then when you're narrowing it down, you're like, okay, Spurs have probably got to come out of it.
I mean, even Blackburn have a Premier League.
Exactly, yeah. It's Tottenham's improved league position that has put them in the conversation because it was a top 4 before.
Yeah,
Tottenham were like, a joke, you know. Let's not win the table, nothing more, nothing less.
But don't worry, Tanya. Like you said, we're both in the mud. It's fine.
But shout out to Leicester. Congratulations to Leicester. Very
big
happy
up Leicester.
Everything
so
about it was quite, it was really emotional, wasn't it? Just watching the whole thing.
It was.
With the owner coming down.
Oh, especially after everything happened, his dad dying and stuff.
And all of the celebration, all of the players dropping to the floor celebrating. Yeah.
And before we move on, you have to say it's massive for Brendan Rodgers now. Because he's got that duck off his back now.
Yeah,
you know, you can't really say he's a bottler now.
He won a treble of trebles at Celtic.
Yeah, but
I know it's cold. I know it's different.
It's
different.
Playing the park.
Steven Gerrard has won it unbeaten
without even trying. Really.
It was.
No,
like,
Brendan Rodgers won it unbeaten as well.
No. But
absolutely.
But let me finish. Man had like 32 wins out of like.
Only
6 draws.
I am fair. So Brendan Rodgers actually his highest points tally is more than the 102 that Rangers got this season.
Mark.
I'm just.
There's 12 teams in that league.
I know. They play each other 3 times, bro. I was about to say,
they play each other like 74 times. I don't think.
To be honest, another derby this week.
Yeah, why did I bring this to the Scottish league? Someone talk to me outside now. Huh?
Mark pulled himself outside.
Someone take me out. Someone take me outside.
Mark said, Mark, we're going outside.
He looked at me deep in my eyes. Take me outside now.
All right, let's move on. Moving on to the Premier League, we've got Newcastle versus Man City, which was the game on Friday. City already going into that game as champions of England again.
No one's
going to
give them a round of applause
That was number 5, right?
Anyone gives them a round of applause
will be... Yeah, title number 5, isn't it?
Yeah, that was number 5.
All right, cool. Say no more.
against Newcastle and Britty Groose.
Man, say Britty
Groose.
Wow. Britty Groose, Abdi, come and put some respect on his name.
Put some respect on my boy.
Now, it takes talent to do that, you know.
Yeah.
Man said Britty Groose.
Britty, it's not. This isn't like a Rule Britannia type thing.
Britney
this isn't
for
a Brexit
a minute.
Thing.
That's what I
thought. Nah, Britty Groose.
Man said Britty Groose. No. Gritty Steve Bruce. Yeah, saved. I told you guys a couple months ago. Saved them. Done his job. Well done to him. But yeah, that game was a bit mad.
You said save them like he come in mid season.
He had a job in
he
it. His
got
job.
Manager of the month as well. To be fair,
yeah. How many manager months you got?
Mark hasn't been asked to save any clubs yet. Yes.
What I'm saying is you got to respect the grit. Do you not see him with his lunchbox head?
Yeah. Oi, you're
his
rude.
Medicine ball belly, bruv. Everything. That guy, you know, all of that beer he drinks, yeah. You know, it's from his life. All of that beer he's got to sit
Addy,
in his belly.
You are in the wrong career, man. You need to go into advertising.
What, Green Bruce?
Yeah.
Bruv, if Newcastle.
Like, the agenda that you've created, yeah, from nothing. You built it up. You came up with a catchphrase,
yeah.
Gritty Bruce,
yeah.
And every week you've just upped it a bit more.
But like it's only after that I gave that catchphrase that their form changed, isn't it? Form,
but that's what I'm
banging
saying.
Goals every week.
You should be like in marketing and stuff.
You're taking credit for this.
So what
yeah?
I'm saying, yeah, is we might have to add Newcastle in a big six conversation after I joined the advertising team. But
you're gonna give the team talks on that?
No, bruv, am I Gritty Abdi?
All right, Willock scored again.
Let's talk about probably one of the goals of the season.
Yeah,
Ferran Torres.
Yeah. Oh, his hat trick was
such
beautiful
a cheeky finish.
Yeah. That was mad.
Really good finishes, but kind of Newcastle. Well, two of the goals Newcastle kind of like handed to them. But yeah, you're right. That was it. His second goal.
Where, I think it was his first goal where he flicked it.
Where he flicked it. Yeah, that was what a goal. Yeah. What a goal.
Perfect finish. I think he just used the pace of the ball really.
Yeah, just. Outside of his right foot.
Who scored the other one?
That's a very good question.
Cancelo deflected.
Cancelo.
Cool. I was going to say, were you really calling us out live on
air? We're not good. Yeah, bruv, this is just a vibe
podcast. Like we don't have phones that we can check.
I was going to say, do you think.
You lot all looked at me all confused. Like, huh? What? You asking a football question?
I looked at you like, I just looked at you like, never draw me out again. Like.
Yeah, after man drew me out last week.
Wait, have you noticed that he asks questions and then answers them? He's like, who scored the... Oh yeah, it was Cantelli.
Alright, question. Ferran Torres, does he come into that team? And I ask this with a straight face. Does he come into that team next season? That's true. We're no longer on Zoom. Does he come into that team next season in a starting role ahead of Raheem Sterling now? Because it looks like...
It's a question mark.
Honestly, it looks like Raheem Sterling's only playing the league games that don't matter now. He's not going to start the Champions League final. For me personally, it looks like
they'll probably sign a striker.
There's a bit of a crossroads here for Sterling and Man City. I
saw Pep talking about using him as a false nine.
Torres or Sterling?
Torres,
bro. He can't score from the wide positions, bro. He's missing chances 1-on-1. So why would you put him in more central position?
Who, Torres?
No, I'm too. Oh, you're talking about Ferran Torres?
Yeah.
Man just bagged the hack. Man can't score.
He can't score. Yeah.
No, he uses a false nine for Spain.
Yeah, that's what. So. But I saw Pep talking about like they asked him like, are you going to sign a striker? He goes, Ferran Torres could play full. Like he's playing.
That is a chatting. Good point. There's hope.
Of course he's gonna because
they've got Torres.
Yeah, but Aguero's just left.
I know.
And they've got Jesus, which is Abdi's favourite player of all time.
Yeah, exactly. 50% of a player. But
damn, I had a question. Oh, wait. Yeah. So do you think Sterling should leave?
I don't think he should leave, but I think he should be...
Yeah, to go where?
No, I think he's still getting to any...
No, I can... Honestly...
But like, who's going to buy him? That's the thing.
I can see Raheem Sterling going abroad. I don't think he'd go if he moves. I don't think he'd be anywhere in England. He's done Liverpool. He's done City. Who else?
You're talking about like that's like.
I wouldn't mind him as
no,
first,
but
to be fair.
I think he might. He's from London. Bro. Why wouldn't
I wouldn't
London?
Mind
have
him.
Who? Lamella and Moura.
It's a North London club that needs him desperately.
You're telling me I'm not even parring it, but Raheem Sterling is looking to play Europa League.
No,
yeah,
I'm not saying that.
He's not playing no European
football.
Yeah, but he might not be playing any European football at Man City. He's not going to get games.
No, he definitely will
get games.
Against.
No, but what I'm saying is that from someone who's gone...
Hey, Mark, Europa Conference.
He's gone from one of the first names on that team sheet to not really kind of only on that team sheet in the games that aren't meaning much. I know it's only happened in the last third of the season, but Pep has stuck with it. He's playing Foden off the left sometimes. Torres, he's talking about playing as a false nine. He's got Mahrez, who looks like he's nailed that right hand.
I think it's Mahrez's success that's hampered him because he doesn't look good off the left for me.
So let me flip that question back onto you. Where does Sterling go then?
Like I said,
but
honestly,
Europe, like, where?
I see. And first of all, I don't actually think he'll leave City.
Okay.
I can see him fighting for his place. That's the type of character that I feel that he is. But if he were to leave, I don't know. There's just something about Madrid, like a Spanish type of vibe.
To be fair, they've got 130 million Don with a big bunda. Who can't stay fit, but all he does is...
They get the other big bunda.
Yeah, exactly. The bunda team. Maybe the they Bundes both League. Should go to Bayern Munich, bro.
The Bundesliga.
All right, shall we... I'm just thinking about the legacy question.
What was the question?
Pep's legacy at
City. Oh, Pep's legacy. Yeah, exactly. So a lot of people have been talking about... He's won another league title here. He could possibly win the Champions League, and then all of that nonsense about not winning the Champions League without Messi because he didn't do it at Bayern Munich. Mm-hmm. Now, like, he's won... This is... three league titles at Man City?
Four in the last 5 years.
No, but I mean Pep having. He's won three league titles at Man City.
No, four. You might be right.
Because Pellegrini won Mancini won. That's three league titles at Man City. So where do we put him as, not just at, obviously he's probably Man City's best ever manager, but I mean in terms of the best managers, the best managers in the Premier League and the best managers of all time.
I mean...
Listen, man's already a legend. Do you not see the video of him smoking a cigar?
Oh, that was absolutely funny. He didn't know the lyrics at all.
No, but to answer your question, I feel like you have to. Who, other than Ferguson, has won more league titles? Like, Mourinho's won the same amount as
he's
him.
He's better than Mourinho, I don't care.
Of course.
We're talking about winning. Like, I'm talking about, like, Mourinho has three league titles in England. So does Pep. No one has won more Premier Leagues other than Ferguson. Fergie, than him, 100%. And he's transformed Man City. Like, Man City were good under Mancini and Pellegrini, but Man City are outstanding under Pep Guardiola. Like, obviously they faltered last season, and at the beginning, and you have to think as well, at the beginning of the season we were
questioning him, you know.
It was crazy. It's like, they were 15th nuts. And they
in
were like,
in January they were 8th place.
Exactly.
Yeah, but when you've got two starting 11s, when it gets to the business end of the season,
that's the thing we always question players about are fresh. Pep. You know, what it's would he thing. Be like at another team hasn't got that money?
That's true, but then other Man City managers haven't had half the excess, and they all had money as well, isn't it?
Yeah, but he has spent like $800 million on like the back line, including goalkeeper.
Yeah, how you live it? Huh? You get it how you live it.
Oh, right, I thought you were just talking gibberish then. All I heard was
All I heard was how you live.
I think. Listen, it's not. It pains me to say this, but I would put him in the top three Prem managers ever.
Oh, 100%.
So Mourinho.
Fergie, Wenger.
Abdi, wash your mouth.
Yeah, Fergie, come on, man. Don't mention that guy's name.
What are you talking about?
I would have. Personally, I would have Mourinho and Klopp as 4 and 5. Mm-hmm. But Pep.
Wait, who's 4 and 5? Who's 4 and 5?
5 is Jose.
Has to be Mourinho.
It has to be. But we'll come back to that. But I think Pep sits in there at third at the moment. Wenger in at second, and Ferguson in at first. I think it's hard to argue against that.
No, Ferguson's undisputed.
Yeah,
I'll put Pep second of all time.
Yeah, I would over.
Yeah,
not just Premier League, but all managers.
So
Fergie's the best of all time.
No, but
me.
We're talking about like.
No, I'm not just talking about just Prem.
Yeah, no, I know, but for this conversation, we're talking about Prem era.
Oh, okay, that's fair enough.
So, but like, I agree with you, like, all time. Like, like Ferguson's crazy, man. Yeah. The amount of trophies that this guy... Anyway, we spent a lot of time on Newcastle, Man City.
Should we just very quickly, everyone, round robin, what's your prediction for the Champions League final?
Yeah. Ooh!
I'm gonna give it to City. Come on, hopefully they can pull it
I
out.
I want scores and everything, though.
What was that all about?
That's how they talk, isn't it?
Man reacted to that like 6 seconds after.
There's a bit of lag on the Zoom.
And the thing as well, the way she did with her fingers as well, like gum fingers. No, obviously I want City to win, but actually I do have a feeling Chelsea might win.
Nah, you know what? I'm going to go.
I'm going to go 1-1.
I'm telling you.
1-0 Chelsea. Yeah, 1-0.
I'm going to go 2-0. Man City, Pep Masterclass.
I don't want to drag this on for too long, but do you, with your heart of hearts, honestly think City will not score a goal?
Yeah, come on now. It's too City for me, man.
Chelsea are good defensively, man.
No, in Abdi's defence...
I didn't expect what happened at the weekend to happen. That was a massive shot.
Yeah, but...
I thought it was 2-0 Chelsea easy.
Yeah, but Chelsea also lost to Arsenal. Mid-table club.
Yeah, okay. Bro, I don't know, man. I don't know.
You had to bring that up. I'm going with my heart.
I had to. Come on.
Cool.
Arsenal didn't play this weekend. I had to mention something. We actually did something good. You know, it was a terrible...
Actually, that's true. The one time you actually do something good. Thank you, by the way, because... It was
you're welcome. I didn't play, but you're welcome.
No, yeah, that's true. You've got these lots of hype.
No, bro, before that game, I looked at the screen and I saw the team we had, and I was like, "You can't hurt me anymore." Like, I'm mentally checked just out. You can't hurt me anymore.
Wait, so you're saying 1-0 Chelsea?
1-0 Chelsea. Yeah.
Are you saying 2-0 City?
Yeah,
Tanya?
I agree with Junior. Yeah, I think they're winning.
You're saying 2-0 City as well?
I mean, I'm the one who said 2-0 City.
I'm just out here making stuff up.
Do you know what it is? I feel like Chelsea, they're in a bit of a low point right now. And I just think the pressure is going to be on them massively to win that. Because they might not get top four. So they're literally, all of a sudden, Champions League
you are right.
is their only chance.
That's a fair point.
So I think I'm the only one here who thinks both teams will score.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I only say 2-0 is because I feel like
don't miss better chances, innit? Come on. No,
yeah, if Werner starts, yeah. Adi looks deflated, bro.
honestly, you actually just looked emotional.
It's the idea that Chelsea are actually going to win the Champions League.
They're not.
I've been Pep, man.
No, because I've just seen how painful that looks for you. I'm going to go 2-1 Chelsea.
No.
Marcus is a pagan, you know.
I genuinely say, just super quickly, I actually have a feeling that Chelsea are going to win.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying this now at this point. If I'm going to give a serious prediction, it would be 2-1 Chelsea.
Yeah.
I don't know why, though, because it wouldn't surprise me if City won 3-0. But I've just got that feeling.
I don't know. I feel like 2-0, like Pep, he's lost twice against City, against Chelsea.
He's not going to
He lost in the FA Cup semi-final and he lost in the league. And I think it hurts him. Mm. Like the whole thing with Mourinho as well, the duel they had in mm-hmm. Spain, it hurt him every time he lost to Mourinho. I don't think he wants that to happen.
I'm just thinking about the form that Kante's in. They're back three. They're quite aggressive when they're defending. And then they're getting goals from different Man City.
No, but you know what? Yeah, with Chelsea, they won't want to hear this. And this is Rich coming from me. But I think they have a slight mentality issue. They've lost 8 out of their 11 finals.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, there is an issue there. So
run that back.
They're still a young team as well. I feel like City, they're more experienced. They've got this, man.
I mean, Tanya brings up a really good point. Like, I was going to say, like, how many finals they've lost, FA Cup finals alone mm-hmm. that they've lost in the last couple of years.
They get to a lot of finals, to be fair, but...
Yeah.
Two FA Cup finals in a row.
Yeah. And they lost both of them.
In the last 4 years, three FA Cup finals in a row and they've lost all three.
Oh. No, they did win in 2018, no?
Mate, someone needs to whisper that in my ear, honestly.
Anyway, let's move on.
Just before we move on, that's the just third, go back. Just go back on. On. Go back. Yeah, go back in on Leicester.
Yeah.
Tielemans.
Wait, no, sorry.
It's got to do with Chelsea.
Okay.
Quick quiz question. You lot are flustering me, bro.
The Zoom.
Let's go back on Zoom.
There's a lag on the Zoom, bro.
Bro, I would have muted right now. That's all I'm saying. Tielemans is the third Belgian to score and win the FA Cup. Name the other two.
Hazard and it's company.
Quite easy. No, not company.
Batshuayi.
No.
Oh, who's the other one?
It's quite easy.
Give us the year.
Oh no, I'll give you a clue. Seb Larsson.
Oh, De Bruyne.
De Bruyne. Yeah.
Scored in the 29th. Oh yeah, that is
company didn't win.
He didn't score. No, to score and
score,
win.
Sorry.
In,
oh, I missed that.
So Hazard and De Bruyne.
All right, let's move on. Burnley versus Leeds.
A victory for football.
Yeah. Abdi goes football beats anti football. Again.
Love that.
No, but yeah, no. 4-0. That's a massive result.
Quality goals. That first goal from Rodrigo.
Mm. Yeah, Rodrigo, baller, man.
Leeds are.
They picked up form.
They're playing. No, it's not even picked. Like, they've been kind of playing
they're
like
sick.
This.
I can't
but they're
like
playing
it.
Like they're an established Prem team.
They're very, very good.
And moving to teams like Burnley, who have actually been in the league for 5-6 years now.
I just can't wait until like Leeds have a full stadium. They're going to pick up a lot more points.
Leeds versus United. That's what I want to see. Full
beautiful.
Stadium.
All I want to see is one of those Leeds fans jump out of the car, punch Ollie in the face.
Don't be like that, man. He's
no, no violence.
He's
Stop eliciting violence.
Hey, Leeds fans have been away for like 2 years now. They got promoted. They're sick in the Premier League.
It's true. They've got
a lot
to catch
of pent up
on.
Anger. Yeah, yeah. Like, have they got a home game in the next two?
Probably.
To be fair, they've finished in a really good position as well in the league.
They haven't finished. They might finish above Arsenal.
That's what I'm saying. Tottenham, bro.
They're 10th now.
It's true.
Shout out to them, bro. They're 10th, right?
Yeah, I think they're 10th, yeah. Aston Villa lost.
That's decent. That's really good.
Yeah, for their first season.
Football is entertainment sport. This is why I get sick watching... I know we're going to bring it back to Arsenal. But this is why I get sick watching it, because
I hear you.
Football makes me sick. Like,
yeah,
football
it makes me sick as well.
No one can ever call Bielsa or Leeds a coward.
Yeah,
like, they're not cowards. They go at teams and they play beautiful football as well. I do think it's not sustainable because they run too much. So, and also they've got like a tight squad of their first 10, 11 players.
And
that, so.
You know, you bring up a good point. They'll lose Harrison because he's on loan.
No, I think they've got an option to bring him back. So they'll just take
him. For another loan.
On loan to who? Yeah,
no, I mean just...
From who? Man City.
From who? Is it?
Yeah, he's from Man City.
But this is news to me, you know?
He was at New York City FC, innit? And they brought him back. They own that team.
I had no idea.
Man went to... He played college football.
College.
But the thing is he, has he got a place at Man City?
No, that's what I mean. Like, I think, there probably won't be, but there should be other teams looking at Harrison.
Yeah, but to be fair, like
you talking to the mic?
To be fair, with him, like his best option, similar to Lingard.
Oh, 100%. It's Leeds. Yeah, 100%.
He's guaranteed first team.
Under Bielsa as
they're
well.
Going, exactly, yeah. They're doing well. He obviously Bielsa team. Loves him. Yeah. And he's got like bare of his mates that all have the same hairstyle. So like,
top not FC,
man.
Bro.
Yeah, man, on FC, man.
You know Rodrigo's growing out, so he can
grow one. It's so true.
He's like, I feel left out.
Oh, do you think Bielsa will grow one?
I don't think he can.
Oh, why don't he get like a little man bun?
Bielsa, they gave him like
man bun.
They gave him like a big yard, yeah. As your when he first joined Leeds, they're like, this is your house. He goes, I don't want it. I want a one bedroom flat.
I know. I've seen this when they got promoted. Like a couple of hundred Leeds fans. That was outside his to celebrate.
He That's wanted mad. A yard that he could walk to the training ground.
It's like
no car, nothing like that. Man, you can give you a driver if you want.
No, this doesn't surprise me. You know,
why are you sounding like Sean Dyche? What's going on?
It doesn't surprise me.
Hey, we are talking about Burnley, innit?
No, we're talking about Leeds. It doesn't surprise me because man crouches down on the touchline for the whole game.
Oh, why? It's not sustainable for your needs.
It's like there's a seat right there, big man.
Exactly, yeah. But he does use that little stool thing.
Yeah, he does.
Bro, he's got like a proper seat with back support and everything like that. He decides not to use it.
Let's move on.
Top manager though, man.
Oh, wait.
I wanted to ask a question.
Yeah, you had a good question.
So, obviously Arsenal and Tottenham, they're both, you know, there's a question mark about whether the manager Tottenham is actively looking for a manager. Arsenal, me and Junior both think we need a manager.
But then
would you take? Obviously, it's a stupid question, yeah, with your current situation because you've got a man. You know, Ryan Mason's the type of guy, yeah, who I think after school he would stay back and stack the chairs.
Yeah, Ryan Mason,
he'd go say hi. He stack the chairs in it. So he'd go say hi to all the canteen ladies, know them by name. Hey Sheila, how you doing?
Right,
all
Sandra.
That.
Yeah,
all that. Really, you think?
Yeah, he's definitely like a prefect type. That. Yeah, he's a teacher's pet. But that's why he got the job, innit? So
Addy, weren't you a prefect?
Yeah, he's a puppet. No, I wasn't.
You didn't qualify.
Only a little bit. But no, but like Bielsa, you would take Bielsa, wouldn't you?
100%.
Would you take Bielsa as well?
Snatch
in
your
a heartbeat.
Arm off for it.
In a heartbeat.
Like he.
How do you think he'd do at one of the top six clubs?
I think he'd do very well.
Well, not top six, big six.
Because he in this first season in the Championship, he wasn't given a lot to spend. Probably that's the issue. Like, he wouldn't be given a lot to spend at Arsenal. Yeah.
The only thing with Bielsa, I don't know much about his like history and whatnot. Does he adapt though? That's the only thing.
What do you mean?
Like his style of football. Does he just
have
play that
not
way? The... I know that's the thing, but does he do that?
His style of football is pretty much the same.
Yeah, it's literally the same throughout the whole career. Okay.
Hard running style, pressing.
He did win the Olympics with Argentina.
Mm. Yeah, but he had Messi though, innit? So
I mean, yeah. But you say that, but Messi's never won another trophy.
Yeah. I don't think he's taken part.
No, he's never won another trophy for Argentina ever.
Yeah, fair. But I mean, the Olympics, you're playing against under 23 players, and then like, you know, Senegal,
doesn't
South
matter.
Korea, like not
Argentina have never won it again.
Fair. All right, cool. But Messi's probably not been in it again.
And well, Messi has been in other competitions though.
Why are we even talking about Argentina? No one cares.
Because Bielsa's Argentinian. Yeah. Anyway, Southampton versus Fulham. So Abdi learned a new fact today that Carvalho scored for.
Junior tried to tell me that the Fulham goal scorer was someone called Carvalho, and I thought he was lying.
It's true.
Yeah, show me the evidence. I don't see someone called Carvalho.
He's 18 years old.
Yeah, he is. I've heard
his
that
name is Cavalero.
It's Carvalho.
Oh no, it is Cavalero. Yeah, that does ring a bell.
No,
more than Carvalho.
The Don who scored
is 18 so you're telling old. Me someone called Carvalho has got
so they've got a car-
no one it's Carvalho
it. Show me
so they've got Carvalho and
Fabio Carvalho
Abdi eat this L
it's your bro it's Fabio land. Carvalho
eat
why
the L
no one ever heard of him
because he's 18 bro he's
young- have you ever heard of the Sheffield United debut goal scorer the 17 year old
what's his name
exactly yeah, I don't know
because he just played his first game
his name is Jebison but I'm not saying there's another player in this Sheffield United team called Jennison
oh Fulham scored.
Oh wait, is it going to get disallowed?
Well, they're checking for a possible offside.
No, Abdi, I'm interested in what you were just saying.
So, is there another player in the Sheffield United team called Jennison or something like that? So, I'm not denying it. Like, I actually saw it with my own two eyes that this guy called Jebison scored a goal. Whereas I never saw, and also, this name, no one ever heard of this guy before today.
No, I knew him.
All right, you never heard of him
from
before
the
game happened,
yeah,
didn't
from
it?
From the weekend, yeah.
So how do we know it's true? And they have a player called Cavalera.
I told you. I'm not you that just makes up stuff and then sends it in the group.
All right, well, congratulations, Fabio Carvalho. Because, I hope you have a great career.
Because according to Abdi, oh, it's 1-1. According to Abdi, Salah has moved untold times in the group chat.
That's true.
Salah has just trying to trigger market.
Salah has a new club every 5 seconds.
Oh, honestly, man.
Can't so lie, dumb. Though. He's equally terms with PSG, so I'm just saying. It's all I heard.
What source is?
Gazzetta della Abdi, bro.
All right, anyway.
You're on one today.
So Fabio Carvalho scores, and people were talking about how Scott Parker should use him in the championship. No one cares. Abdi's going to say that. Southampton win 3-1. I mean, it doesn't
feel
really
pissed.
Mean anything.
I feel pissed because last week I was saying Southampton not going to win it. Oh, yeah. And then they win back-to-back games. <Yeah.
laughs> I did enjoy that, I can't lie.
Do we think...
they're in trouble next season.
Because we're confirmed that we've got... Obviously, Sheffield United were long gone. West Brom and Fulham all confirmed mathematically done. They're all relegated. Which out of the three, if not all three... Do you see bouncing back next season?
West Brom and Fulham are both. Yeah. They're called, what are they called?
Yo-yo
clubs.
Yo-yo
clubs. Yeah. Both like go down, come down.
But it's like what I was saying last week. West Brom haven't spent longer than 2 years out of the Prem. So
yeah, that is insane.
Mm-hmm. They will. It would shock me
Sam
if they didn't lose Pereira.
Yeah, Big Sam,
this summer.
Big Sam is. It's not confirmed that he's going to be manager next season.
Oh no,
he said
really?
I think he's going to announce something. So he hasn't said no or yes.
Or do you think Roy Hodgson will go there now that he's in
Palace?
He's
done.
He's actually done.
What, is he retired?
The Palace game against Liverpool on the last day of the season, which we will desperately need to win. That's going to be his last ever game in football manager.
Is he retired?
Sorry,
bless
what?
Bless him, Hodgie.
Hodgie, yeah.
He can actually like put his feet up and go to bed and have a cup of tea.
I'm sure he has a little cuppa every now and then.
I was about to say, yeah.
He pumps don't have the time.
Do you want a cuppa, Roy? Yeah. No, I've got a game tomorrow. No tea for me.
Man stands up.
No, I'm thinking about whether I go with McCarthy or McCarthy. Who is it? Milivojevic. You know.
Nah. Matt sleeps standing up.
Nah, Big Sam. I think Big Sam. Big exactly. That's it. With a digestive biscuit in his hand.
The best one is the gif of him at the World Cup.
Oh yeah, No, I think Big Sam will come back, and I think they would just need to give him like a new improved contract or something, just more gravy on his chips or something like that.
who do you think Crystal Palace will get?
They're linked heavily with Frank Lampard.
Yeah, fair.
That for me, I can't lie. I'm giving him another chance. But if he
fails, yeah.
If he fails there, I will
Can
have
you
stop serious.
My leg.
Roy, what's going on over there?
Hey, the way she said that, man. Honestly.
Oh, do you know what? It's saving you is the bottle.
All right, thank
cool.
you.
You're going to have to apologise to Abby live on air,
I'm sorry,
Abby. Dragging his name through the dirt.
I was like, if I touched you, then yeah.
Do you know
but
what? I just thought something rubbing on my hand. No. Bro, what are you doing?
Abdi, keep that.
Give me space.
Honestly, what was I saying? Frank Lampard,
if he fails at Chris Palace.
This is where I'll make my judgment.
Oh, but what, him and Gerrard?
Huh?
Or you can play him and Gerrard.
He's talking about Frank Lampard.
I'm just saying, you look like that. You've got a vested interest
Man
in Frank Lampard.
I looked
I
like that. What are you saying? You just saw Stevie G pop up in my head.
No, but man said that you dream about Stevie Gerrard.
Whenever people talk about Lampard,
no,
Stevie Gerrard isn't too far
is,
behind.
Yeah, no, that's when you talk about football
playing, actual playing.
I'm just talking
they're
about
both managers. Isn't?
I'll make my judgment on Frank Lampard. I'm going to see what he's like at Palace. But for me, I can't judge him off the Derby thing because It was one season. They lost in the playoffs.
Yeah, they lost the playoffs.
They didn't qualify.
And then obviously it went how it went at Chelsea. I think this is big in terms of his management career. Because if it doesn't work out for him here, I don't see many Prem clubs taking a punt on him after that.
If you're Lampard, do you take the Palace job or do you take the England 21 job?
Ooh.
I think he would take the Palace job.
You know what? Absolutely.
England under 21 job, that's one stop, one step away from your dream job.
Yeah, but why is he the man for England under 21s?
Because he's good with young players.
After two seasons.
He is Mason Mount's dad. he birthed Mason Mount.
You know what? I think.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. He birthed.
What?
He found him under a bush.
This is going crazy. I was gonna ask, this is probably like Frank Lampard's best. It presents a good opportunity because at Chelsea he didn't have a lot of autonomy on like
signings
or running the day to day. He'll probably be given that whole job at Crystal Palace.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
He
has some talented players that he can work with, and then we'll just see where he can throw.
One thing that he will need to do at Palace is break up the aging centre mid options that they've got and actually inject a bit of energy and youth.
Do you know the majority of the team is out of contract?
Yeah, like
that. Yeah, it's about 15 players.
15 players, bro. And Roy Hodgson, bro. Right, they're like, "Oh, Roy, where am I going?" He goes, "I don't know. I'm going too, bro." I go,
"Stop our problem anymore.
Give me a lift." I go,
"All right, let's move on." We're talking about Southampton and Fulham.
We went into Palace, and
all right, let's speed through Brighton versus West Ham.
Yeah, let's talk about West Ham, shall we?
Are you going to be negative about
them?
No,
100%.
I'm coming with
you.
I can tell.
She hates West Ham as well.
Manchester United.
Go on, Tan.
Everyone who's done well apart from Tottenham.
I mean, listen, I'm here to be shameless, innit? I've got nothing left, so I take pleasure in West Ham fumbling the bag. They're fumbling it, and I absolutely love it. They're never going to get top four anyway. Yeah,
they were in the relegation zone last year.
Listen,
they're above Spurs and Arsenal.
Let's hope they're not
above Spurs
season,
now. Spurs are above them now.
They're above Spurs.
They are above Spurs.
Or 1 point ahead. No, they.
Well, you have a phone right there. You can check.
Let me check this. All
right, while Tanya fact checks the fact.
They're below Tottenham. West Ham are seventh.
So.
But level on points though.
But you don't know that me and Junior meant that.
Yeah, it could have been just a test.
We were just testing.
That was our quiz. Mm-hmm. But you came up with the Belgian quiz.
Quiz
we
came time. Up with the, yeah. How about that? No, but I think it was fun while it lasted for West Ham in terms of pushing for top four. But if they finish in Europa League places, it's a massive success for them anyway.
It's a massive
or
success.
Or even Europa League conference.
Yeah, man.
Any type of, like...
You really don't.
I would rather see Everton than that, I'll be real.
No, but...
Just to laugh at
that. That's the only reason why you'd want to...
That trophy would be made out of chocolate, bro.
I wouldn't even... It's all melted in that when you're lifting it up.
No, that's an ice sculpture they give you, bro.
You know, like those chocolate coins you get? It was like the gold wrapper, that'll be the trophy.
Playing in Bosnia on a Tuesday midnight, bro.
Did you see some of the teams that have already qualified?
Nah, Locomotive Club.
Everton.
What
did you just say?
I said Locomotive Chlamydia.
But luckily for Scottish teams, they've got two spaces in that.
Yeah.
You're bantering, but that's who you'll be playing if you're lucky.
Yeah, bro, I hope we stay out of it.
If you're lucky, that's how bad it is for
Arsenal.
Right,
I'm praying I'm not in that.
Aberdeen and Hearts have qualified for
Aberdeen. Alright, I've got.
Aberdeen and who?
I've got a serious question.
You look, stop playing with my name.
I've got a serious question.
What's at Aberdeen?
Abdi-deen. Are we. Alright. Let's say, in theory, you win your last two games. Not sure who they're
back
against. One's against Palace
and Brighton.
Palace and Brighton. I don't know. I'm just trying to be nice, but draw these men out at the same time. So you win those two games, and you end up You end up qualifying for the Conference League. Mm-hmm. What's your attitude to that if you do
I'm
qualify?
I'm embarrassed, bro. This is, like, it's got to a point now where I've heard people saying, oh, we should qualify for the Conference League so we can get money. Bro, I was embarrassed to be in the Europa League as it is, yeah? I was embarrassed to not qualify. Before, I was embarrassed to not qualifying automatically for the Champions League. Now, the standards keep dropping so low that we're accepting this UEFA comp. Bro, it's got conference in it.
But if you win the Conference League, you qualify for Europa.
That's embarrassing as it is, bro. I don't want to be in Europa. Like, the gift for winning the Europa League is the Champions League. I don't want to be in the Europa League, bro. No.
Yeah, I don't want to be.
If you lose the Conference League,
Let me bring order to this.
The winner gets to stay out of the Europa League. That's
let me bring order to this conversation. Brighton versus West Ham, which is
let's get it back.
Great goal by Welbeck.
And Benrahma.
And a great goal by Benrahma.
These teams are making up players. Who the hell is Percy Tau? I literally just saw it and I was like, that must not be... That sounds like a pencil, bruv. I don't like this kind of pencil. Do you have a Percy Tau?
Hey, you're kidding me. No.
Andy, man. You're giving me a break, man. I have a question.
Oh, my God.
Benrahma has taken a while to... you know, maybe kickstart his West Ham career. Do you think we'll see, well, maybe not the best, but do you think we'll see a better Benrahma consistently?
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
100%. He's a talent, man. Yeah. I don't know why he's not kicked on yet, but I think he will next year.
Listen, I think Jared Bowen is like a decent option for West Ham, but when that's the guy that's keeping you out of the team, He can definitely improve, and he should be nailing a spot in that team. If they sign Lingard, you're looking at Lingard, Benrahma, Antonio, and then whoever it is that you'd want to play on the left. Could be Jared Bowen, who I'm not actually disrespecting as a player, by the way. I think he offers a fair bit. But
why do you not like Antonio?
Just basic, innit? Man's an uncle.
How many times would, has he scored against
Tottenham?
I get that, but I just think they need... I would be looking for another player. I would be moving on from Antonio.
Do you know who they should definitely go for? Like, Tammy Abraham.
Yeah, that would be perfect for them.
1,000%.
Nketiah.
Oh, you
managed. I think that ship has sailed, man. Because I don't know where interested.
Oh, yeah. How much are they going to offer for him?
No one in their right mind will offer 20 to 30 million.
They come back with 20 to 30 p.
Listen, you never know. My man went for 25.
Who's my man?
Who?
Booster.
Yeah, but they don't have the Wizards that we have.
The Wizards.
They don't have...
No, Liverpool should be in court for that. Man hasn't scored one time this season. A 17-year-old comes and scores straight away, bro.
Yeah, when I saw that, I was a bit mad. Let's move on.
Shout out to Welbeck, scoring a couple of sick goals in Italy.
Yeah, Potter, man.
And you know he's going to score in the last game of the season.
Bro, I hope he does. He scored against the last season as well, so
yeah,
he should do.
Yeah. Anyway, Palace versus Villa. Villa, you know, they're on a little bit of a downward
two
spiral.
Two wins since the end of February.
I asked.
Is that where it is, yeah?
The only two games they won, Everton away and Fulham at home.
Do you remember when I asked about how much they're like a completely different team without Grealish? I think this has cemented it. Like, they can't live without Grealish.
Tyro Mings. He put in one of the most disgusting performances I've ever seen against Everton.
He's
I was watching
dead.
Him
I don't
clearly.
Care. He's dead.
I was just like,
dead.
Bro, he is so
dead.
But he's going to the Euros.
That's a joke.
Well, he might even start.
I swear.
Is Maguire playing today?
Huh?
No, Maguire's
playing
he's
no more
done.
League football this season.
So if Maguire's out,
might just
then he
make
might be like,
I think they said today that he probably won't make it.
Oh my god!
I'm not watching. Listen, if we go in, I like John Stones here, but if we go into that with a partnership of John Stones and Tyrone Mings,
Eric Dyer is going to be
it's
there.
It's all
well.
Over.
Yeah,
it's over before it started,
bro. And then, although Connor, we'll get onto him in a minute, but Connor Cody was making a lot of blocks.
Connor Cody gave away a goal straight away afterwards.
Like,
Connor Cody is not. No. He. I don't care how well he played. He.
He's not England caliber.
No. He should never ever. Play at centre back in a back four. I understood it in a back five because he can step out and play the midfield role that he grew up playing. Back four, not for me.
I was watching that game and I was watching Tyrone Mings making all these positional errors. Target does a lot of like covering for him and obviously Konsa as well. And I'm watching on the other side, yeah.
Konsa's the better centre back.
Godfrey, who's sniffing out everything, good in the air, can play out the back. And then there was one run that Grealish made right at the end of the game, yeah. And he ran literally from his own half into the penalty box and Godfrey marshalled him expertly. Mm. I'm just like, why is this guy not going in? And
I think Godfrey has to go, especially with now it being 26-man squad in 23. I think it would be stupid not to take Godfrey. Simply because he can... It almost reminds... I'm not saying they're similar players, but it almost reminds me of Joao Gomez in a way.
Really
in terms
quick
of
as well,
super quick, can either snuff out chances before they even happened, or...
Good recovery.
Good recovery, essentially, is where I'm coming at. So I would definitely be taking Godfrey.
Bringing it back to the game.
I don't know. We're just going off on crazy tangents.
Everton centre-backs.
Benteke, ever since... This is a fun fact for you guys.
Oh, no, bro.
Ever since Abdi said Benteke gets one goal a year, he has scored five.
Can you just say that Liverpool are going to win the league? Like, Liverpool are going to not win the league next season.
You know who I rate a lot, bro?
Could you say that about Arsenal?
You know who I rate a lot, bro? Thiago. Thiago, bro.
Oh, baller.
Wait, who do you not like at Arsenal? Maybe they're going to have a good game.
Bro, who do I like, Arsenal? That's the question you should ask me, bro. Who do I like?
All right, let's... do we think the start of the 2021-22 Premier League season that Jack Grealish is going to be in an Aston Villa shirt?
No.
I do.
Who's he going to go to then?
I do. Yeah.
Do you know what, right? I know we're going to get onto the Kane thing, and obviously this won't happen, but what I would love, if we are going to get rid of Kane, bring me Grealish.
I mean, they don't play the same position.
And you know what? To be fair, I know people say, would he go Arsenal? I can maybe see it, you know.
Wait,
I can't lie to you.
Okay, I don't see a reason why we shouldn't go for it.
No, listen.
No, you should definitely go for it.
If I'm Jack Grealish, I'm sorry to everyone here, but if I'm Jack Grealish, and by the way, no, I'm just saying, because I don't think we have a single chance of getting him, but if I'm Jack Grealish, I'm not leaving for a club that's not playing Champions League football.
But if you think about it, there's things that teams who aren't in the Champions League can do to attract players that are lower down.
100%.
I've heard Aston Villa fans saying he wouldn't take a step down.
Nope.
Like, but
what?
First and foremost, yeah. One, we're above you in the league. Secondly, there are more Arsenal fans in one city in Singapore than the whole of Aston Villa fans in Aston Villa, in Birmingham.
You've been doing some crazy research, bro.
Well, no, I'm just making like, research. Just
how many Arsenal fans in this in Thailand?
I get what you're saying, Mark. But at the end of the
day, he
has more of a chance of getting Champions League football if he is at Arsenal or Tottenham. That's never a possibility.
Of course he does.
Not even just Champions League, European football.
Yeah.
But we're talking about a player here who is... 24, never played European football in his life. I don't think he can risk it.
What's to say
he goes to Arsenal? And by the way, I think he'd be great at Arsenal. I don't think he'd be great at Spurs.
Mark, I disagree. Like, you see, like, Chelsea signed Hazard not being in the Champions League, Pogba signed for Man United not being in the Champions League.
It's all about the money.
But I've noticed a distinct difference in the caliber of players we've been able to sign. Six years ago, as compared to now. And that's the reason I asked you guys.
The only reason why I have a glimmer of a hope that we have a chance is because all of the teams above us, I'm not including West Ham and Everton, and sorry, I'm not including Spurs. They don't have the heritage for that. All of the teams that do have the heritage, if you think about it, they don't have room for Grealish. Man United, they want Sancho. Man City, what are they going to do? Sign another...
What heritage does City
We
have?
Need a Grealish as well.
Bruv, they've made their heritage in the last 10 years or so. Like, I'm just talking about, like, they won league titles. I'm not talking about, like, oh, historically, they're a great club. So, I wouldn't say, like, it wouldn't be out of the question if he went to City, obviously, because City, they're a top club, they've got a great manager, great team, and he's likely to win trophies.
And they do tend to stockpile players.
Exactly. And then Chelsea have got a billion... They've got a billion of Grealish-type players. Like, attacking midfielders.
So it leaves Arsenal and Tottenham.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Liverpool don't get a little mention.
No, but Liverpool, it's a bit like the Thiago situation. You sign a player like Grealish, although he can play well in the Liverpool team. I don't see Grealish, the type of player he is, playing in the Liverpool system.
I disagree with that. Think about the player that Coutinho was at Liverpool
now. Playing different back then.
Or Grealish at Liverpool.
No, because you don't think...
I disagree with that.
Grealish primarily plays off the left for Villa, right?
Yeah.
Why could he not do the same? I don't know, but first of all, Mane is pushing 30. So we can't just rely on one left winger for 50 games.
Go somewhere, he's
going
to go for big money and he's going to have to be a guaranteed start.
So what I was going to say was, the only way I see Grealish going to Liverpool is if one of the three
goes. By the way, again, I don't think there's no chance that he will. I'm just saying, like,
sweet
argument,
bro.
I don't know, I just fancied it.
So just an update, because you guys didn't see, but Man United drew with Fulham 1-1 and Leeds are beating Southampton 2-0.
All right.
Cool.
There you go. You got your Southampton loss in the end.
Yeah, but Leeds are going to go above us now. That's peak, man. 10th place.
But, yeah, I kind of agree with Abdi, but you didn't
point at, you don't have to point at me,
you
bro.
Didn't explain to Tanya why you said that he wouldn't go Spurs.
Yeah. Basically, just completely ruled us out.
Firstly, like, I'm just thinking about position-wise, I don't see him going to Tottenham. Well, one, you don't even know who's your manager. You don't know what kind of manager you're getting, what style of play. There's a lot of uncertainty. Two, I don't see you forking out the what? Unless you sell Kane.
Potentially.
But why is he going to join when the best player, the only player he probably knows in the team that he's good friends
with.
He
loves Delhi though. Him and Delhi are boys, you know.
But the thing is, if he comes in, he's either going to play centrally where Delhi plays or he's going to play on the left where Son plays. Yeah. So what's going to happen? Son going to go up front and then...
But then I could say a similar thing to what Mark said about Mane. Son,
all I'm saying is Tottenham don't have the cards for it. That's
massively
what I mean.
Overplayed. We don't actually... I know some of our players can also play on the left, but it would actually be nice to have someone...
No, but you're not going
to play...
Abdi's just
start.
Using... Abdi doesn't care. He's using this as an opportunity just to convince himself that Grealish will be at Arsenal.
Bro,
I can see it in your eyes.
He's wearing that Ajax kit next year, bro. And he's not playing for Ajax.
I was about to say in Holland. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, let's...
Moving on to Spurs versus Wolves.
Oh, no.
Are you sure you want to move on?
No.
Oh, but can we just say just quickly as well that game finished 3-2 to Palace. Benteke has scored
Tyrone
how many
Mitchell.
On the trot now?
More than Abdi predicted.
He said five.
More than Abdi predicted.
It was
we'll
a good header
there.
As well. To
it was a good six goals.
Did he do? Admittedly,
he did it. Yeah,
yeah.
Celebration.
that's his patented. Well, not patented.
They were 2-0 down when he did the celebration. So instead of him to go get the ball, he has to go get the push down LeBron celebration.
And then the slap on the chest.
It doesn't suit you, bro.
Probably sitting there like, bro, I've seen you score like three times in 150 games.
Anything else?
Respect on his name. Six goals this season.
Oh wow! Congratulations. That's 30 million. Well done.
No, but Adi, you said one goal a season. He's got six.
No,
oh
actually,
well. Okay, cool. Well, he definitely proved
like
me wrong, didn't he?
Other top
like
players in the league.
You said I got one. I got six in your face.
Adi, how many Premier League goals have you got?
I'll get more than that. Nah, I'm more of an assist.
Yeah,
assist.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
I'll be up there with KDB, bro, and there'll be better assist than whipping it into Sterling.
KDB, I thought you. I thought he was Seb Larsson.
Bro, my assist will be way more creative. Is all I'm saying.
Oh my!
It's not a hit and hope thing, innit?
Tanya, we're talking about Spurs versus Wolves. 2-0.
Yeah.
Kane and Højbjerg.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I mean, to be honest, I feel like we should just have a segment on the whole Kane situation. Like,
oh,
the Wolves game is completely irrelevant. Obviously, we had
Wait,
the protests
why?
As well.
You
let's
moved up,
well
you,
let's
moved up.
You went to a protest.
Yeah, I did. It was...
Oh, look, there's Kane now.
My bad.
An advert.
No, the protest, it was better than the last
How
one.
How many people were there?
There was 10. a couple hundred there.
Everyone who's at the protest can fit in this room right now.
According to other Spurs fans, it was a social event and a photo opportunity, but there you go.
Yeah, you.
Sending shots on that. But no, it was good. It was good to obviously catch up with like YouTubers and that, but we were all
Tanya's
there.
Tanya's famous, you know.
I know.
It's a privilege to have you here, Tanya.
Yeah, thank you for in your busy schedule. Your miss.
Oh no.
Your miss podcast.
Give us your
tour.
Invoice deals afterwards.
your miss podcast tour.
No, but the protest, I thought it was decent. I think there was lots of banners. Like literally, the whole fence was covered in like Enoch Out posters and everything. Obviously, there was a couple of chants that were completely out of order. Like there were Spurs fans literally saying, "When Levy dies, they're gonna throw a party."
Oh my God.
Okay. Like that's not right. Mm. You know, you're completely tarnishing the message that you're trying to put out. So overall, it was good. I'm glad I went because it's something I'm very passionate about. What's going
Mark
on?
I'm all trying to do this. I'm trying to do this discreetly. Like, so it just rolls all smoothly.
We're all adults.
Cool,
yeah.
Abdi.
But of course,
going
it's
on.
Not on the scale of the Arsenal and the Glazers. Because I don't think all Tottenham fans are on the same page.
Arsenal and the Glazers.
Yeah. The Cronkies and the Glazers.
She meant Arsenal and United.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but
oh, sorry.
Hey,
she talking at the same time.
What are you saying? She asked our question at the same time.
We all talk at the same time.
I just wanted to say. I just wanted to say, like, at the beginning, Tanya said, you said something about Spurs fans that some actually think that Enoch are doing well for the club. So
yeah.
I just wanted you to talk about that and, like, why you disagree.
Well, yeah, there are
and
some...
And then go on to Mark.
There are some Spurs fans that believe Levy and Enoch aren't as bad as people think because from a business side of things, they've actually elevated us as a club. You know, we've got a big stadium... we've got a good training ground. And yeah, look, prior to Levy, we weren't getting top four. But I would more put that down to Poch being that change in us actually being a top four club, in my opinion, more down to Levy. But why I disagree is I actually don't think we should have built this stadium. And I know some Spurs fans will disagree with me, but I just think, why build a stadium if you're not in a position where you're going to really kick on and win a league or a Champions League, especially the position that we're in now? I think it was evident we needed a rebuild. Poch said it. So why are you then going to build a stadium that's already going to put you in debt so you can't spend money?
I think you'd say different if the
Lack of investment is another thing.
If the ground was full, you'd like the stadium more.
No, but yeah. They did have a year and a half where you had the stadium.
It was, and then those nights in Europe, they were amazing. Like,
and to be fair, we've not probably reaped the financial benefits of the stadium as of yet because of COVID.
Yeah. And you get a guaranteed income from NFL games.
Yeah, no, it's true.
And it's coming back in Joshua October.
Fights. Yeah.
And to be fair to Spurs, you fill that stadium every week, so you've got no issues in filling a 60,000 seater.
But it's just where the money's going. It's where the money's going to go into the team.
It looks like a toilet bowl, though.
Listen, that stadium, state of the art.
Tanya, let me ask, just before we move on to the actual game.
Area, bro.
Safe for that, Abby.
Sorry, bro. What? Solid golding Poundland.
Right, man, still going
on.
Sick. This guy's on a 10-minute ban.
Okay. Yeah, shut up. Cool. I told you, I need to get
Sin
a muzzle for you.
What would your... We'll move on to the game straight after this question. What's your biggest takeaway from that protest?
My biggest takeaway?
It's a good question.
That a lot of our fans don't have guts. And I think it's actually, if I'm being honest, disappointing that other large Twitter platforms like Spurs Express, like all of these people that own these platforms.
Naming names.
I know.
I'm not gonna I almost said someone's named them, but I'm not going to.
Could just say it, right?
No,
don't. You get yourself in trouble.
But all
Spurs Express
say
does sound like a chicken shop.
Is there a lot of
to be fair, I can't lie, it does.
Wait, what did you say?
Spurs. It sounds like a chicken shop. Spurs Express.
Such an idiot.
Oh my.
I forgot what I was going to say now.
Go on.
That big Spurs platforms attend.
They're all big on Enoch out and Levy out, but you don't turn up. Like, if I'm honest, I don't see why our turnout shouldn't be as big as the Glazers and the Cronkies. But as I say, I think a lot of Tottenham fans, they don't think the owners are the problem. They think, oh, it's the players, it's the manager. But how long can we keep saying that? They are the root cause of it. But... I don't know, it's frustrating. I just think maybe some Spurs fans just think we're not a team like a United or an Arsenal where we won Premier Leagues. Like, you have literally had a massive fall from grace, whereas with us, we were just a mid-table club and now we sort of challenge for top four and get top four. So, I don't know.
So, what do you want? I know what you ultimately want. But if what you ultimately want doesn't happen, what is the best case scenario?
Damn, what for the rest Damn. Of the next season? Or?
Yeah, like what? Because I know what you want. You want Enoch and Levy out. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. What do you want? That's beneath that. That's okay. So it wasn't them going out, but this is what we got instead.
A new director of football, or a director of football, should I say? And someone else in charge of recruitment, or Steve Hitchin. Mm.
And what about just general investment?
And a good manager.
Let's say they have some good players and some good football.
That's a big list.
Let's say they stand up and they say to whichever manager you bring in, actually, you've got a 200 million kitty this summer. Does that?
Spurs.
I know, it's funny. But yeah, man, we're talking about you're gonna end up sending Harry Kane for 100-odd mil anyway. So
they've had big money before and pissed it away.
That's why I think your suggestion was sensible about director of football and the recruitment post. But does your opinion change if you start to see them invest a bit more, or is it you just want them gone?
No, of course. I've actually said they could actually undo all of their wrongdoings if they get this manager appointment, right?
Is that including Levy?
That is including Levy. I'm not going to still be their biggest fan, of course not. But if they get this managerial appointment, right, and this Kane thing, look, obviously it's hot news at the moment. If it does happen, but we actually see the kind of players that we want to see at the club, these big name players, I don't know who they are because who replaces Kane, then maybe I would start to see, okay, they've got some ambition. Why is my guy laughing?
Abdi's out here playing footsie with me and that, man.
I swear to God, Mark touched me.
Now, listen, yeah. Tanya, we joked before about Kane leaving and blah, blah, blah. But who... Abdi said something interesting and you kind of agreed with him in the group.
What, Spurs Express?
No, about Kane leaving and you bringing in a couple of players that can make up for what Kane does as opposed to bringing in one player that does what...
Can I just...
Exactly, just before that, just, I'd agree. The list of players that you were saying, no, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want that. Like, you... Just remember, when Kane came into Tottenham, he wasn't who he was then. So players can actually improve while they're at Tottenham. So you should give players the suggestion I made was Ivan Toney, who plays for Brentford.
I think that's a very good suggestion.
He's a good talented young player. He's 24, decent age. He broke record in the Championship, 31 goals, 10 assists. He broke the record. Yeah, although like he isn't the superstar that Harry Kane is. Harry Kane wasn't a superstar when he came in. Harry Kane hadn't barely played.
It's true, and it was all luck as well. Actually,
two quick questions. A, when we tried to do what you guys just suggested with Harry Kane with Luis Suarez, didn't work whatsoever. I actually think it'd be better for you to go out and sign a proper replacement rather than six different players.
So who? Yeah. Like, just...
Off the top of my head, I don't know. I said it in a group earlier, not a like-for-like replacement. I think you should buy two strikers.
Yeah.
Tammy Abraham would be one.
This is you know what? This is not even a massive, massive disrespect to Tammy Abraham. I think he's a decent player. But the problem we now have is that because Kane is literally one of the best strikers in world football, really and truly, no player is going to be good enough anyway. Let's be honest. Any player, in my opinion, is a step
down. That's why it's difficult.
So it's so hard. But I just think Tammy Abraham, like, we need someone that is going to guarantee us at least, I would say not even 20 goals because Kane's amazing. He does that every season. Maybe like a 15 goals a season. Right, that's actually not Tammy for me.
That leads me on to the next question. That is Tammy because he does that regularly for Chelsea.
All right. Let me boost up a bit. 20.
But
that's beyond Abraham's ability.
That's just my opinion, personal preference.
On the Toney thing.
He's not Prem proven.
You've got to remember that Ollie Watkins bagged close to 30 the season before.
Ivan Toney, I thought you were talking about Martial. I was like, do you know him like that?
Man like
Toney. I just randomly bring in Martial to this one. What I'm saying is Ollie Watkins, Brentford, same type of thing. Scored almost 30 in the league, went to Villa, and he's got, 12 in the league?
So true, yeah.
Ivan Toney's not going to guarantee you 20 goals in the league.
Yeah, he's not going to get 30 goals.
And the situation is that Spurs isn't an attractive place at the moment. We've got no manager.
He is for someone like Ivan Toney.
But
I mean, yeah, if you're jumping up...
Ivan, I don't know what his name is.
Ivan.
If
Brentford don't make it in the Prem, then Spurs, 100%. But if they do, then it's kind of like, do I stay at Brentford, take my chances?
No, but what I mean is, really and truly, I shouldn't be turning down my nose at Tammy Abraham because they're the type of players, realistically, that we can attract. Because the next player that is sort of on Kane's level, that is a striker, is your Haaland, your Mbappe. We are not getting those players.
That said sort of on Kane's level.
I shouldn't really say that.
Kane is top five strikers in the world.
No, so absolutely.
You Kane accept Lewandowski, the fact that whoever you get next will be not...
It's going to be a step down.
It's going to be a step down. So
but like Abby
unless
said,
you go get what? Unless you get Benzema or Lewandowski or Mbappe or Haaland, you're not going to get those guys. But, so that's what I'm saying. Players can improve. Who did he replace when he first came into Tottenham's team? Soldado and Adebayor.
I mean, it's then not difficult to...
Yeah, it take long time. But then, like, previously that, like, Gareth Bale was the main source of goals.
Yeah.
So...
But then they have had, like, Berbatov, Robbie Keane, Defoe. Pavlyuchenko.
It's not an impressive list.
just before we move on, because we spent quite a bit of like, we haven't spent
big
any
news,
time on
man.
The game.
It's big news. He's gone.
This is his last
home game potentially tomorrow at Aston Villa.
I don't think he's going to go. Honestly, I don't think he's going to go.
No,
he's too expensive.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Now it's public that he wants to go.
Yeah,
but it's just whoever can afford him, and I only see four teams who can afford him. Which is the two Manchester clubs, Chelsea and
Man
PSG.
United,
and Real Madrid, maybe.
He won't want to have to learn Spanish, bro. His tongue's too big as it is. So
don't disrespect
so
him.
Rude.
I'm joking. Harry Kane. I officially apologize. See, it's two people I'm apologizing this week. I apologize, Harry Kane. But I mean, the thing is, even with Man City as well, Man City's record signing, considering how many players they bought, and how much money they spent. Their record signing is still 65 million with Diaz. Man City aren't going to spend whatever this crazy guy leaves.
It's not their policy either in terms of age as well.
Oh, that's true.
But if they can buy four 60 million players in one summer. Why can't they buy one 100 million player in one summer?
That's also true. To be fair, they only really need one or two players, isn't it? Yeah. And the thing is, yeah, if I'm Man City, I know Kane at the moment, I think he's a better striker, but I'm always going to go for Haaland.
Yeah, they're going to get him.
There's
next
more
summer,
of an upside, and he's 50% of Kane's Arsenal.
And also, exactly. Next summer, he's only 75 million.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They'll go for him.
And
next
age is on his side.
Yeah.
You know what? If I'm being honest, and I've it's told like a lot of Chelsea fans this, I think Chelsea.
I don't know. I can see him going to United. I think, I don't know why, I can see Sancho and Kane going
they're
to
United. They're not going to sign them both. That's that. 200 no, million.
Too yeah, I know. I know it's too. I know it's too much, but I don't know why. I can see that, you know, they have to get rid of players, but I can see them trying to go for them both.
But
that
aren't
will
United
be
in debt?
Everyone's in debt.
No, United are in.
They are
compared
in
to the
a
rest,
lot
United
of debt.
Are in
but you look at Barcelona,
debt.
Who are 1 billion. Pounds
United
in debt.
Will find out money from
I just think United, they've got other issues in their team.
Pogba
they need to address that
well.
First. Mm. They need to address their centre backs. They need another midfielder.
They needed to address their
centre
backs.
They need to
Man United. To be fair, Man United, I agree with Tanya, they don't really need him. They just re signed Cavani, and you're forgetting Greenwood's going to get better.
Exactly.
Rashford. Mm. They've got a lot of goals players who play in that position.
He will stay in England because
yeah,
I think
to.
His target
his
is
preference.
To break that Premier League.
So
then
it's Chelsea, say it, but yeah, you're right. He will
so
stay
then,
in England.
Yeah, so what then is Chelsea?
Chelsea, United, or City?
Tottenham,
honestly, it's one of those three.
Tottenham will have blood on their hands if they sell him to Chelsea.
I mean, but
that's
what
and
I'm
I don't
saying.
Even
that's
just mean
I can
it
only
from
see
Arsenal.
See if he, all I'm saying is he better not turn up in a ground.
Exactly. The Spurs fans will go mental.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah,
yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I can only see him realistically going to United. Staying at Tottenham or going to United. That's the only way I can see it.
I don't see it, you know. I don't know.
We'll see. We never know.
We don't know. I think a lot. I think what we need to bear in mind is that just because Kane said he's leaving doesn't mean he's leaving.
Yeah.
It's two different things. Like it's all in Levy's hands at the moment. So
I mean, before you guys started talking about Harry Kane saying that he wants to go, I was actually just gonna say, like, how do you feel about the game?
Oh, the game. I mean, yeah.
Oh,
it was
what did you think about the man of the match?
Oh,
she's going mad.
Listen, I don't care. You know what? Like,
call him out.
Bun Gary Neville. First of all, I've called him a weasel. To be fair, which is bang out of order, but I'm
no,
just
man.
I mean, weasel's accurate.
No,
wrong
I'm
with
sorry.
That.
Do you know what?
No, to be fair, you have, but then you've also said worse things about other people.
I
so.
Have, yeah.
Well,
I think
you said about Paul Merson.
I've got every right to say he's obviously got an agenda against Spurs because that, for me, is probably the worst commentating I've ever. Heard in my life.
I feel like
so when he was coming to pick man of the match, my guy goes, "Oh yeah, you know what? I think I might give it to Conor Cordia. Can't be asked. So you're
accent.
Giving it to a defender who's conceded two goals or part of a defence has conceded two goals. Yeah, you couldn't give it to Dele. You couldn't give it to Højbjerg. No,
you know,
bun Gary Neville.
I feel like Gary Neville.
Bun Gary Neville. That's right, bun Gary Neville.
Okay. I feel like Gary Neville has reached a point where he's like peak popularity in his mind, and he's gone rogue. Like literally he's just doing whatever
you
he
feel
wants.
Like he thinks in his mind I'm the best punter on TV but he doesn't even hold a candle to Jamie Carragher. I think Jamie Carragher is miles better.
Yeah,
100%. But now the game
Daniel,
all I'll say on the game
Michael Richards.
Quickly because I know we spent a long time on this. All I'll say on the game is it was a good performance from Dele. I'll say that. But Ryan Mason, I just want to say Indomitable. Thank goodness he's not our manager.
Where's
at the end
Tanguy?
Of the season, free my boy Tanguy, free Rodon. I don't know why he keeps picking. You know what people are calling him? Ryan Mateson. Like Mateson. Because he's just picking his mates. And it's true. He is.
Better if they said mates in.
Yeah, or mates in.
You have to just pop up there.
I'm just helping you with the banner there.
That's dead.
You see Wolves' team, bro. Wolves' team do not look like the team they want.
That
there,
Fabio, what's his name?
Fabio Silva.
If he could actually bag goals, he'd be a decent player.
He's 18,
only 18.
I don't,
oh, come
I don't
on,
think he was
man.
Meant to play as prominent a role as he did.
He
I know he was a lot of money.
No, but he was bought for 40 million from Porto. I think he's for the future.
Yeah, I doubt they were anticipating him and his
getting injured.
But we're gonna keep saying, "Oh, he's only 18. Let him off."
No.
These are easy chances, man. I could bag. Come on.
All right, let's get you on the pitch.
get me on the
no,
pitch.
No, don't
mate.
Start this yet. Because every time we had a football match at work, Tanya go, "I want to go," and then
there'll be loads of sexy men. I'll get intimidated.
Okay, let's move on.
All right then. Yeah, I know. I saw that.
Is he on the bench?
Yeah, he's on the bench. Let's talk about West Brom versus Liverpool.
Probably the best
game
of the
week. What
a quiet
game, bro. Nothing happened.
Apart from that, amazing
only,
moment.
Only the biggest thing to happen in goalkeeper world for a long time.
The first goalkeeper to score in our history, first of all, which is 130 plus years.
The celebration was
mad.
Emotional.
But listen, before we get there,
okay.
I have to say it to everyone.
Oh God, what's he going to say?
Put some respect on Mo Salah's name.
Oh yeah.
Immediately, everyone here, everyone listening, everyone who can't even hear this, put respect on his name. Because it's a joke what he does. Yeah. It's actually a joke, and he doesn't get recognised properly.
I've
for
actually
it.
Seen Liverpool fans Shame slate go Salah to more than Mane. I've actually seen
I'll be
it.
Real. Who?
I can't believe it.
Who?
Obviously, yeah, I'm going to say Twitter people, and I know you'll get mad. But
no,
even,
I'm not even like...
Even, because obviously I watch, you know...
Mad Mark.
YouTubers and that. I've seen them give more shade to Salah than
no,
Mane.
No, I'm going
to
be real.
Salah's one of the best players in Prem history for me.
He's past 30 for the season again. He's 20 plus in the league again, full season in a row, I think. He's looking for his third golden boot in four seasons.
Yeah, I hope
the numbers are ridiculous, and you've got to think he's doing it this season at a time where we need someone to stand up. He stood up. He's been one of the only ones who stood up all season, and we're struggling massively. And for him to be up there level with Kane is ridiculous.
Yeah, he gets unnecessary stick.
So respect on Mo Salah's name. It was a great finish. Assist from Sadio Mane. Yeah, and then obviously, I think what we saw from Liverpool on, I can't even remember what day it was. Was it
Sunday?
Is that right hand side really start to come be at one? I don't know whatever phrase you'd use, but Trent, Thiago, or Salah. Unbelievable some of the football those guys were playing on that right hand side.
Probably been Thiago's best week at Liverpool.
Best week. He had the second goal against Southampton just to close that game off.
Against Man United as well.
Played really well against United and then played unbelievably well against West Brom. And then obviously the big talking point. I know we don't have long, so let's just get on to what it is that actually had everyone screaming.
I do think you're right to say what you have to say about Salah because disrespect 100%. By the Sky guys to leave him out of the team.
Absolutely
of the season.
I reckon they feel like absolute Muppets. I'm being dead serious. I reckon if they put that out today, he'd be in both of their teams.
Yeah. And then
did he score against Southampton? No, it was Mane.
It was Mane head on.
I'm just saying he's scored two goals.
But
he scored
two against one against Man United
and one against West Brom. Yeah.
But no, yeah, absolutely. I don't know how he gets so much disrespect. But
it's ridiculous.
What I say.
Aside from his footballing qualities, he's missed three games through injury for us in four years.
Didn't he have COVID?
He did have COVID.
Four
as
with
well.
COVID, but I'm just particularly with injury.
Yeah.
Three games.
Mad. Yeah. He joined in 2017.
So reliable in every aspect of the word. Footballing sense, fitness sense.
And it has to be a bargain. 30 million.
One of the best signings. Pound for pound. Actually, maybe the best signing in our history.
Is he four goals away from 100?
Bro, he passed 100 a long time
ago. In the Premier League.
Oh, in the Prem. It would be something like that.
All right, let's talk about the biggest talking point in that game. Liverpool 1-1, 95th minute. Desperate for a winner to keep their Champions League hopes alive. You're looking at Salah, you're looking at Mane, you're looking at all the front guys, but up pops the number one.
Man. I know.
That's what 75 million buys you.
I think he was 60.
But when I saw it, I just thought, you know when goalkeepers do that, you just think, oh, you're trying it, innit? Yeah. Like, you're not actually going to do nothing.
What? It was a great header.
My man headed that like a prime Alan Shearer.
It was a great header.
But I'm saying when he was running up to the goal line, I was like, he ain't going to do nothing. What a header, man.
What? He looked like a proper striker.
The way he, like, it wasn't as if he just stood there and said, like, I'm just going to let this ball hit my head and what happens.
Why don't you try him instead of Firmino? I think you should give it a try.
Sorry, instead of who?
Firmino.
Firmino. Firmino in the past month has been the best I've seen all season.
He was great against Man United. Yeah.
Great against United. He was good against West Brom. And I've been screaming this all the time. I know stats is a thing and a lot of people who don't really watch football judge how they judge players on stats. Firmino does not have to score a goal to have a good game. And if you watch Liverpool, you'd understand that.
But he's going to have the whole bench for Alisson, though. So.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
I think the best part of that was his celebration, everyone around him.
I loved it.
It was so emotional.
Have you watched his interview from after the game?
Yeah, he was nearly in tears.
He practically was. It was 5 minutes long.
Sorry. Chance for Chelsea.
Chance for Chelsea. Yeah, we are watching Leicester Chelsea live as well as we record.
I will say though, it would have been a travesty if Liverpool didn't win that game, bro. That was like the last 20 minutes of that game must have been at the very least 100% possession to Liverpool.
That's the most joking. My voice box hurt after that. That's the most I've screamed for a goal this whole season.
I can imagine.
Season.
Yeah.
Are you?
Genie missed a chance as well before, isn't it?
Are you annoyed at the kind of goals that you're conceding?
Listen. Yes. But I think I would have answered that question with a bit more annoyance if we didn't pick up the 3 points. For That's me, fair. Where we're at now this season, the 3 points is more important than the performance. Next season we'll revisit that because I want performances and points.
Who scored for West Brom? I don't remember.
Robson Kanu.
Oh yeah. And do you know what? To be fair to him,
yeah, got chalked
listen,
off, didn't
as
it?
Soon as these men said...
No, it was 2-1.
No, they said...
Oh, wait...
At the start of the game, they were like, this is Robson Kanu's first start since 2017 in the league. As soon as he said that, I said, he's scoring. So that only means he's scoring. And to be fair to him, he opened his body up. It was a really nice finish.
I don't know. For me, it was more like how they got in.
Yeah, behind. No. I completely, like, it's too easy. But at the end of the day...
It was a mistake by, what's his name?
We're playing
Williams.
We're playing our fifth and sixth choice centre-back.
To be fair to Nat Phillips, he's not. I don't think he's Liverpool quality Phillips, in terms of. Phillips is not Liverpool quality, but he's done.
But without
well
him,
enough
we'd be finished.
At, you know, he's done well, he's really good in the air, head to air, everything. Is Reece Williams guy?
That's it.
Yeah, Williams. He should be sweeping the rubbish.
But you got he should like.
Did you just say he should be sweeping the rubbish?
I said he.
You got to think though. No, he so like rude. He shouldn't even. You shouldn't even know who he is.
Yeah.
Let's be real. He shouldn't be playing.
Yeah.
Because it's Kabak. It's
Wade
as well.
Kabak, Ben that Davies, is, the other centre back we brought in.
No, that guy.
Insane. I don't think he's real, bro. He doesn't look real.
No, he is actually
injured. Money
laundering.
You just get 1.5.
I was actually saying he's actually real. I've seen him.
No, but that.
He turns up to training and goes home.
He
and
just goes home. He's just an experience for him. Make a wish type thing.
so rude.
I said make a wish.
Man called me rude as well, yeah.
No, back to the game. That win right there, 95th minute, is unbelievably important. It puts this game here.
So who do you want to win?
I want to see a draw, but if you told me one team was going to win today, I'd say I'd pick Leicester.
Really?
But they've got
Spurs
next. Because this is all good. But
they'll beat Spurs. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, they'll beat us.
No, but I've got a bit of hope on it potentially being Harry Kane's last ever game for Tottenham, that Leicester game.
Yeah, so perfect opportunity to not try.
true.
But yeah, it's massive for us. If we win our last two games, we're guaranteed top four. I'm pretty certain.
Yeah, I do. It's mad. Liverpool are actually going to get into the top four.
No, but the maddest thing is that... I just don't trust us to beat Burnley and Palace, and the way it's been going this season.
Get into the Champions League and you need to beat Burnley and Palace, you're going to do it.
No, but if you look at the teams they've lost and struggled with.
It was not long ago. I'd say it was about 2 months ago, maybe even a month and a half, that we lost 6 home games in a row in the league.
Having said that, you were losing. Like, when's the last time you won at Old Trafford?
And
you
7 years ago.
And
then you
losing all your home games. You beat Southampton, and then West Brom. Those kind of games, you weren't winning. So now it's different.
We've definitely turned a corner.
I think the whole season has been crazy.
Absolutely,
like,
mad.
This kind of stuff happening.
Get it finished.
I think next
season.
By crazy, do you mean terrible and awful?
Horrendous.
Horrendous.
A shambolic.
Yeah. Mate, I don't
diabolic.
Even want next season, man.
Nah. I'm an Arsenal fan.
That was just like, I know you wanted to just come up
it's
with
so
something.
It's so weird that we've not really spoken about us because you've not played. When's your game then?
Tomorrow against Crystal Palace.
Yeah, why are we even here, bro? Why am I here?
Man,
who did we play this week?
The last game of the week was Everton versus Sheffield United.
Francis Sheffield
scored? What's his name?
Daniel Jebison, bro.
Everton.
Where was Calvert-Lewin? Yeah, where was he?
Everton at home.
No, hold on. No, sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. If anyone deserves to hold smoke, it's not him. It's his strike partner.
Richarlison.
It's his strike partner.
I've been saying
I'm joking.
It's not him.
I love you, Calvert-Lewin. I love you. You know what? I found out he's got a girlfriend. You know, I'm so upset.
Wow.
I know.
Facts. Man has girlfriend.
I know.
Professional footballer had lots of money.
I'm fuming. Anyway.
I think he's really overrated.
Richarlison.
Yeah, Richarlison.
I was going to say, just quickly, Ancelotti set him the target of 30
overrated.
Goals
Whoa.
At the start of the season.
No way, did he?
Whole article, whole interview, he said, if we're going to push for European football this season, I'm challenging Richarlison to score 30 goals. Donny has six. Donnie has Jinx. Six.
Listen, I. This guy is not it.
He's not their primary goal scorer, though.
No, and you know what? The worst thing for me is he's probably a shoo-in to start for Brazil.
Nah,
no, that's why you're getting mad.
Bro, like.
But he plays in Neymar's position.
Huh?
Nah, he plays straight. Yeah, Everton play 4-4-2, bro.
No,
much.
I mean for like no, but for Brazil. No, wouldn't he play off the left?
No, he's played striker.
But you've got what's his name, Chicharito and Firmino. All of these guys. Bro.
Firmino hasn't played. Hasn't played for Brazil since for a long time.
Has he not? He played a big role in the latest Copa America win,
bro. Well, but since then he hasn't played.
And also, you don't need to worry about it right now because you men are not in the Euros, and it's not your business.
No, but we have to qualify for the thing that's coming up in the horizon,
what's
the World
that?
Cup.
Oh, the World Cup. Okay.
Man said,
yeah, but
that?
your World Cup qualification is easy, bro. It's literally you play amongst 10 teams that, and like six of them go through.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
It's only four.
Yeah, exactly. But and Brazil, yeah, it's going to be a hard job for Brazil not to qualify.
It's five, but it's four, but one goes into a playoff with like Australia.
Yeah, exactly.
You're saying that like it's some sort of...
No, but like, I say that, but like Argentina nearly not qualify every single World Cup.
So do you think Richarlison is overrated? To be honest, I don't even think he's rated.
Huh?
Is he rated?
I do think he's rated.
Who's
yeah.
he rated he's by absolutely though? Rated. The pundits don't big him up.
He's overrated.
No, they
for
do.
Me.
They
do
absolutely
they?
Big him up. Like,
I don't
that's
think
all
so,
I
man.
Hear is Richarlison this, Richarlison that. He's so good.
No.
He works hard for the team, but the output is it doesn't match the energy.
That's how you know. You know when he danced at the Emirates here when you scored an own goal. Yeah,
that was embarrassing.
That's how you know he just.
It was funny though. It was funny.
No, but I'm saying like
it wasn't even close to him.
My man's not scoring.
Play tomorrow and we'll see what happens.
No, he's not scoring goals himself. So he's out here dancing for own goals. Yeah, that was my point.
Well, six goals, bro, and then he scored two against Tottenham.
He should have gone up to Leno.
Well, there you go.
What did you say?
He should have gone up to Leno and shook his hand. thank you. Made me relevant.
Well, I'm going to say Calvert-Lewin as well, though.
But shout out to my man, straight out of the playground.
You know, Tanya, you got...
What?
You what?
The Sheffield United striker. Straight out of the playground.
Straight out of the playground, straight into the
He's
pitch.
Like, I could do better than all of these.
You got. I think, Tanya, you just got with Calvert-Lewin, I just think you've got to remember that it's his first... In terms of starting week in, week out, it's his first season in the Prem doing that. And in my opinion... He's done well enough.
And next
season,
next
I think.
Season?
Yeah, well, yeah, I do.
Well, you know, like, this is what we were saying before. He has to prove it next season to see if he's actually the real deal.
I think if he can get 15 goals in the league next season, that's a success for him.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll see.
Let's move on. Abdi, were you like half asleep when you did this?
What did I do?
Man put man of the week twice. He's excited. He's like, "Oh, I picked Ferran Torres." Yeah,
I was excited. I was just saying, how do you know Ferran Torres is my man?
Yeah,
you're the only one who went in the group and put it there.
Why you got to ruin group secrets?
Because I want to.
This guy's a snitch. All right, so we're going to do man of the week now, yeah?
So who's your man of the week?
My man of the week, I changed it.
I knew it.
Because you know me, I'm an enigma. I'm unpredictable. You never know what's going to happen. You know? I don't even know what's going to happen most of the time. But I'm going to go for Brendan Rodgers.
Oh, good one.
Won his first main proper trophy.
He didn't win the league in Scotland.
Yeah, but that's exactly what I mean. Proper trophy. In my mind, actually, I was actually thinking about the playoff trophy he won with Swansea. So, yeah. that's more prestigious than winning treble in Scotland. So, yeah, and also, everything he does, I like the way he plays. I like the way he deals with young players as well. Mm-hmm. And he's improved almost every player. And he's, you know, so shout out to Brendan Rodgers. And, you know, maybe we can... scam a short loan we can get to
okay,
sign
you ruined
him.
It.
So, yeah.
Right, move on to the next.
Hopefully, he can come to Arsenal, bro. That's
a loan.
Yeah, we can get because we're gonna have to give him. We're gonna have to get. We're gonna have to give big money. So get a loan out and then give him like a $10 million contract.
Bro, shut up, man.
Can you delete everything I just said?
Yeah, literally, you're just waffling. Honestly,
that was the worst 2 minutes of podcasting history, bro. Go on,
can you make a note of the time?
Right, people, if you're still awake after that, I'm going to give it to man like Torres. Good hat trick for City. And I think he's done well. He's done well. So, yeah, I'm going to give it to him, man. Scored some really good goals.
Marcus, come on.
I don't even think I need to give a description or whatever Abdi just did, but
I don't even want to speak.
So mine's going to Alisson for just strictly, completely obvious reasons this week. And it's not even just the goal; it's just the the vibes afterwards, man. It was good to see him and actually the squad just coming around him, because it's been a tough year for him.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I really want to know whose Junior's going to pick.
I was going to go with Rodrigo. Rodrigo. But I'm going to go with the Jetson kid.
You're an idiot, man. Respect Rodrigo, bro.
Is that who you're rolling with?
No, man.
Man was giving man of the week to guy whose name you can't even say, bro.
No one's going to vote. Let's be real.
His name is Daniel Jebison. Put some respect on
him. No. Put Rodrigo in there, please.
Give it to Harrison. Harrison got a goal.
How about you give it?
No.
No, don't let Abdi. I don't want to speak Abdi, again, bro. Don't give that to anyone else.
I don't want to speak again, bro.
No, wait. He's done Man of the Week twice, so he could give another one. No, I'm going with Rodrigo.
So we've got Alisson, Rodrigo, we've got Brendan Rodgers, and we've got
Ferran Torres.
Yeah.
Cool.
Indeedy.
Abdi. I know you're on your phone and you've given up. You physically have given up.
Why are you on Twitter, bro?
What, in 10 seconds?
you've given
wild
up.
Wild of the week.
Yeah, wild.
My wild of the week is Timo Werner for stinking out again. And that's all I need to say.
Oh, can I have one as well? Gary Neville. Gary.
Yeah, that's fair.
Wasteman Neville.
I see where you were going, and I'm glad that you didn't go there and you hit us with the Wasteman instead.
Yeah.
Mark?
Yeah.
This podcast is really falling off the cliff.
No, because she was going to say,
if you're still listening,
yeah,
stop.
Yeah, big up the listeners. Yeah, that's true. Still here.
And actually, on that note, and you lot are going to think I'm joking.
Back off, you know.
Who? Pulisic?
No, wait.
Oh, he's got a flat back.
No.
Yeah, Tanya, you're moving mad. I'm giving it, and you lot might question me, and I'm being dead serious, but I'm giving one out of the week to Abdi. Oh. I'm not joking.
You know what? You're man of the week. You're man of the week.
Man of the decade.
Man of the week. Man of the decade.
I'm not even taking a piss. I actually know where you pop. I saw you coming in, bro.
I won't even go into the reasoning, but for that two minute disaster class on the man of the week.
Listeners, if you choose me as well of the week over Werner, then you know you don't.
But we don't put it out to a vote.
Oh, okay, cool, that's fine. Yeah,
maybe we will this week.
Maybe we should, yeah.
Because I want Abdi to secure those votes. Yeah, yeah.
And then you could get a nice little picture as well.
Yeah, I'll get two pictures. I've got something that I have, Abdi. Yeah, don't worry. Yours is coming up.
Well, two can play that game, and I got the Twitter password as well, so I can get our junior pictures as well.
I wasn't nominated for Wild of the Week.
I can't change my nomination.
No. We'll catch you on the next exciting
episode. Why not? Who's yours?
Abdi.
Oh,
no, you can't
yours is voting, bro.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Hey. Tanya, do you want to change yours?
Yeah, you know what?
I'm my Wild of the Week as well, yeah.
Can I have four pictures of Abdi? Vote who's the Wild of the Week. Well, that's it. Does anyone else have anything else they want to say?
You don't usually end it like that, Junior.
No, I'm going to the thing that...
Bruv, end this, man.
Listen, end this show, what I will say is we're an hour and 40 minutes in. If you're still here, just pat love yourself you. On the back, because that's big
for
you.
Or get yourself checked out.
I'll get a laugh. No, I'm joking, I'm joking.
Well, catch us on the next exciting episode of We'll Talk About That Later.
Sports Social Podcast Network.